Perfect Night Do, weekdays 1 to 4pm, East Coast Radio.
Have you ever wondered why we lie about certain things about ourselves, to ourselves and to other people to make us sound cool? Actually, lies about ourselves to other people to make us sound cool. And whether you care to admit it or not, I firmly believe that we've all done this at one point in our life just to like buy some sort of street cred. Listen, if Elon Musk could do it, who are you and me not to do it? There's a story that circulated. We all know that we are going through a pandemic. I hate that word. It's so overused. And he posted a picture of himself at a really fancy restaurant with a dessert, you know, to try and make himself seem cool. Like, listen, the rules don't apply to him. He lives above the law. Anyway, it turns out that he'd lied. This was actually a photo that the restaurant had taken 2 years before. And he just thought he was going to have some fun with this and tell people that he's eating out despite the fact that restaurants aren't allowed to have sit-in customers in his part of the world. Got me thinking though, it makes sense. I have been there. I have lied before to sound cool. Maybe not now, but at one point I did. I'm going to tell you that story in the next few. But I've heard stories about guys lying about the cars they drive, going as far as borrowing a friend's car or even hiring a car just to look cool or impress a lady. When I was a kid, and I'm going to be honest with you, I was in primary school, so don't judge. And I had this lie going for years. I always told everyone in primary school that I lived in a mansion that was in the area that I lived in. It was this massive house, but it wasn't my house. I never lived there. But I thought, hey, it would be cool. And I kept the lie going despite having to dodge friends wanting to come over and even pretending to like stop at the gate when we'd all walk home after school. And that is one of the biggest lies I think I've ever told to try and sound cool. We want to hear from you today. We're opening up the WhatsApp line 0617929495. Tell me. I promise you I'm not going to judge. What's a lie you've told to sound cool? And we got a couple of messages. Jamie doesn't want to come on the phone. She's really shy, but she says she works in an office where all the ladies are married. Believe it or not, Jamie is currently lying to fit into the married office by saying that she's also married. And she says she goes into such detail. She says she claims she's been married for 3.5 years. She's always got to dodge when they want to meet hubby. Well, in air quotes, that is hilarious, actually. And it's also one of those lies that's kind of cringy because when it eventually does come out, what are you going to do? And also in this day and age of Facebook, surely people know that you're lying. Karusha also hit us up, 061. See, I'm off work for like a week and I forget our WhatsApp number. That number, by the way, I'll tell you in the next few.
Hey, Vic. I hope you're doing well. Okay, so my big lie is my age. So at work, everyone thinks that I am 29, but that's such a lie because I'm way older and I don't intend to tell anyone my real age because I have such a complex because I think I'm so old.
No,
because I'm in my 30s. So everyone at school, even my friends at school, they all think I'm like 29 years old, and I think I'm going to keep it that way.
Go.
Thank you, Vic. Have a great day.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.